Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 16th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Omer l'shluchoi, when it tells his agent, Tzei v'kaddish li'isha plonis b'mokam ploni. Go and mekaddish me for me, a woman, a certain woman, in a certain place. V'alach v'kitsha b'mokam achar. And instead, the shliach went and was mekaddish the woman, but in another place. He did not follow the instructions of his principal. Eina mukadashus. She will not be mukadashus. Why? Because he did not follow the instruction, and the chosen only wanted the kedushin to take place in that place, and that's why he told him that. So maybe he's got friends there, maybe he's for some other reason. But basically, if he didn't follow instruction, and the husband is and the man is particular about it, then there's no kedushin. Hari he bim complaining, but if the man said to his shliach, he didn't say, go and mekaddish for me a certain woman in that place. He just said, mekaddish for me a certain woman, and she is in that place. She's over there in that city. Well, then it's different. Then if the shliach goes, v'kidsho b'mokem acher, and he was mekaddish her because he found her somewhere else, Harza Mekadeshes. She will be properly married to Mekadeshes. Why? Because clearly the man did not, the principal, the Mishaler, did not say that the Kiddushin has to take place there. He just suggested, look, you'll probably find her there. It's what we call Marimokamulai. And therefore he didn't really mind where the Mekadeshin would take place. He just thought that it'll be easier for the Shlich to find her if he tells her where it is, where she is. And therefore, no matter where the place where he did the Kiddushin, it would be a valid Kiddushin. Mishnah Hay. HaMekadosh is a Isha Almanos Sheinolan Darm. He marries a woman, gives a Kiddushin on the condition that she does not have vows. What? And then it turns out, he finds out she's got vows on her. We're talking about such vows that a husband normally would be upset about. For example, a vow that she's never going to eat meat, or she's never going to drink wine, or she's never going to wear nice colored clothes. Then, and he finds out that that she had made such a vow, then Eina Mekadeshes. She will not be Mekadeshes to him. Why? Because the condition was not met. We say that this was a Kiddushin made on false assumptions. The husband cannot, and there's a problem with it too, because a husband who normally can break a vow that she makes after marriage, he cannot break a vow that she made before he was Mekadeshah. Aye, but he can go, you could ask, maybe he can go to a chacham to get hatoras and dorm for her. But not everybody wants a wife have to go around, going out to Beis Din and going to the embarrassment of finding a rov and getting hatoras and dorm. And for that reason, Eina Mekadeshes, we say that the Kiddushin is not valid. What happens, Knosos Stam? What happens if he married her Stam? He didn't make any condition. V'nimtzol ha'nedorim. And it turns out that there were nedorim, got vows on her. And the type that a husband would be upset about. Teitze shlobiksuva. She needs a get, misofik, because of a sofik, could be kiddushin, but no ksuba. She doesn't get the ksuba. And even if it was mekadesh with the tanai, with the condition that she doesn't have an adorim, but when he nesaw, when he actually consummated the marriage with the chuppah and living with her, he did not mention the tanai, even then she needs a get from him. Because since he went ahead with the nisuin, with the chuppah and living with her, we say, we apply principle, a man would not make his be'ilah, would not make his living with a woman a be'ilah znus, a promiscuous relationship, if he can make it a proper legal one with kiddushin, as a kiddushin. And what we say is, he probably was moichala, or for sure he would be moichala, the condition that he made, and he lived with her, l'shem kiddushin, even if there would be nedarim on it. And therefore, to let her go out to marry someone without a get, that we cannot do. She needs a get misofik. But why does she lose the ksuba if we say that she needs a get from him and misofik? And that's because when it comes to monetary things, the husband can say, no, I wasn't meichelah tanai. Prove to me that I was meichelah tanai. We apply a principle that we always apply when it comes to momentous money transactions. We say, ha-motzi mechavel avaraya. If she wants to get a ksuba out of him, she has to prove that she's properly married to him and that he was moichel his tanai. And until she can prove that, she doesn't get a ksuba. And the husband can say, I'm sorry, I didn't want a isha nidoris, a woman who makes vows, And a mekach is tos, but she still needs to get masafik. Similarly, says the Mishnah, a man who does kiddushin, kaddish the woman, al menos shein bo momin, on the condition that she doesn't have blemishes, v'nimtzu bo momin, and she has blemishes, and the type of blemishes that would be a problem for a marriage, or that he could have a problem with. Eina mekudesh, yes. We say she's not going to be married because the condition was not fulfilled. It's what we call a kiddushin tos. It's a mistaken kiddushin. It's made on false assumptions. Knosos stam, what happens if he went ahead and married her stam without mentioning any more the condition? V'nimtzu v'amomin, and there are blemishes found on her. And the husband says, oh, this is a kiddushin made on a mistaken assumption. Teitze shelo b'ksuba. She needs to get a get from him. She will leave the relationship, and she does not get a suba, a ksuba. And this is whether he was mekadosh her without any conditions, and he married her, wearing on with the chuppah and living with her without conditions, stam, or whether he was mekadosh her with a tnai, with the condition that he doesn't have any blemishes, and afterwards he consummated the marriage without mentioning that condition. In all these cases, she needs a get, but he's not obligated to give a ksuba. For the same reason we mentioned before, because when it comes to the marriage, the kiddushin, we have to worry that maybe it is a kiddushin, especially since he didn't expressly state the condition, or in the case where he did it, the kiddushin, but he didn't repeat it at the actual consummation of the marriage, so therefore we worry that maybe he was mechalat. But that's what, as far as getting a get is concerned, we have to be machmir in case she's an ashes ish, she may be married. But as far as money is concerned, to ask for the ksuba, once again, she will have to prove that she is, that there was a proper kiddushin, that he was mechal letanai, or that he doesn't mind, and only then there will be a kiddushin. Until she can prove that, she can't get the ksuba. When it comes to mamonos, money, she is the moitzi. She is one who wants to take the money from him, and hamoitzi mechaver lavaraya, one who wants to take and exact money out of someone else, he needs to bring the proof that he is entitled or she is entitled to it. Finally, says the Mishnah, what type of mumin, what type of blemishes will render a woman posel, if you like, or psula? Kol ha-mumin ha-posel b'koinim, all the blemishes which are enumerated in Masechta B'choros, that will posel, that will make a koin unfit for service, then those mumin poslim b'noshim will also spoil the relationship or the kiddushin when it comes to women. That if there are these blemishes on a woman and the husband married her, consummated at stam without mentioning it, she will leave the marriage without iksuba. And if it was mekadosh her on condition that she doesn't have blemishes, and he didn't yet marry her, didn't consummate it yet, or he married her, consummated her, and he mentioned the tanai a second time during the nisuin, then she won't even need a get, because it's clearly going to be kiddush etos. It'll be clearly a case of kiddushin based on false pretenses, on false assumptions.